Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. This is Chad Boughton of The Unsighted Radio. And with the Christmas season coming up here real soon, I thought I would make some recommendations for accessible games and those gamers out there with a disability or a chronic illness. So the first game that I would like to recommend is a new indie title from Softleaf Studios. It's called Stories of Blossom. It is available on Steam, so PC and Mac, as well as Xbox.
It looked like they could use some help, and lots of it.
Let's see what we can do about that.
She came across a planet full of little fungi people.
Hello, little fella.
There once was a pirate that sailed the seven seas.
And wore a pink tutu. Oh, look! Hidden treasure. In the backpack it goes.
You see, my dear, you have no need to worry.
This game is a point-and-click adventure. It has to do with a little girl and her grandfather. And basically what it is that her grandfather tells his granddaughter stories. And each story is based around kind of like a message. Like the first story has to do with the main character being nervous about going back to school because she's worried about not having any friends that she'll know. So her grandfather tells her this whimsical story having to do with the Crumble Kingdom. And I won't spoil too much because I want you to experience for yourself, but it's an amazing point-and-click adventure. It has an actual kind of like game for impact, you know, element to it. And it's just a really fun game. It's a short game. You can get through like, you know, maybe 3 hours, but it's a really fun game. And if you're a fan of like the old school Escape from Monkey Island or Spy Fox, I think you're going to love this game. So obviously it has a lot of accessibility. I'm not saying that these are the only accessibility elements. Obviously, there are more than just what I'm saying. But as someone who's a blind gamer, I like to focus on the blind elements. I was worried when I first started this game because I thought I would have to move the mouse and click everything because obviously it's a point and click adventure. So usually you would have to drag the mouse, click on certain parts in the game to advance the story and the plot. But it has this amazing little feature where you can actually fix your mouse. So no matter where you move your mouse on the screen, if you're playing it through Steam, as long as you click the mouse button, it'll make the selection for you. So you never have to worry, okay, is my mouse on the screen? Am I actually clicking on what I need to click? It will have you making sure you make your selection no matter where the mouse is, which is great for someone who can't see a cursor anymore. It has absolutely lovely audio description. And I'm really big on audio description, especially right now. I think we are seeing a lot of amazing audio description, which is an element of gaming that allows those who are blind and completely blind, who are unable to see what's on the screen, be told what they would be looking at and seeing if they could actually see it for themselves. And I don't know who they got to do the audio description, but they are amazing. They have the best English accent, and it just makes the game super cozy comfy.
In the town square was a small band of musicians getting ready to rehearse for the big event.
On a bright red bandstand, there are 3 crumbles of various sizes, each waiting with their instrument. There is a tambourine, tuba, and ukulele.
The conductor, however, seemed very impatient.
Tapping his foot is a mustached crumble, holding a baton at his side.
It has a screen reader, is completely accessible, so no matter what screen reader you're using, you're going to be able to navigate through this game's menus if you're using it on a PC or on obviously the Xbox. So it kind of has the 3 big things that I would be looking for when it comes to accessibility. Navigational assistance, are you able to get the game from A to B, screen reader, and audio description. And I think all those 3 things, those check marks being checked, makes this a very accessible game and something that I think if you like cozy, comfy point-and-click adventure games, Stories of Blossom's the game for you. Well, thank you so much for listening again. My name is Chad Bouton. I'm the host of The Unsighted Radio, and that was just one of the recommendations I have for accessible gaming for this holiday season. I hope everybody has a great holiday season, whatever it is they are celebrating. Hopefully you celebrate it with a nice, good game.